Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. Super Tuesday edition of the show. Each and every week on Tuesday at this time, we are pleased to be joined by the voice of the Swamp Rabbits, Jordan Kunz, who is back in the studio. Jordan, I got a smile on my face, brother, because these sorts of segments that you do, we have you guys in with us each and every week. I enjoy it, and I have a smile on my face because you're back here, I'm back here, and it means I get to see somebody I like in you, and it also means I've made it through a major obstacle to be here.
There we go, and it's like my first time back here in a month. We've been on the road like every week for the past couple weeks, and then you weren't here the last 2 weeks. I did eat at the board both times, so yeah, it's long time coming.
Diddy did a great job, and I know the last one that we did with you, we had you on the bus, I think, in Norfolk.
That probably sounds right. We were just there again, too.
Norfolk again. I'll tell you what. You look at what this team is doing, and I studied up for our segment today. This continues to be one of the most improved teams in the ECHL.
Yep.
And it's four teams in each division that make the playoffs,
yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And right now the Swamp Rabbits are in third,
yep.
So they are safely in the playoffs right now. 12 wins, 10 losses, 4-3 since we last reconvened. A much improved team that in ECHL circles, Jordan, has got to be one of the most hotly talked about topics today.
Yeah, and I was just on a podcast actually with the league, one of the league partners, talking about this. And can't rest on your laurels right now because some of the dynamics in the division are changing. Some of the teams that got off to those slow starts are suddenly challenging now. And that especially bodes for this week. Atlanta and Orlando on the docket, both of them below the Swamp Rabbits in the standings. And obviously you got the top dog, a team that's only lost four times this year in the South Carolina Stingrays on Saturday. So this is a
week. Yeah, but one of them is to Greenville, right?
Yes.
One of them is to Greenville. That so Greenville
correct.
Has beaten these.
And on the road, too.
Yeah, Greenville's beaten these guys. All right. So, I mean, if Greenville beat them once, Greenville can do it again. I know when we last spoke, the kind of the face of this team, the identity of this team was similar to the Steve Nash Phoenix Suns, was similar to the Kurt Warner Greatest Show on Turf St. Louis Rams, in the sense that they were succeeding in outscoring everybody. They were struggling a bit on the defensive side of the ice. Has that changed at all? Have you seen any improvements on the defensive side?
It's in transition, I'd say.
Okay.
We saw a game on Friday in Norfolk where it's a 4-1 loss, but they gave up plenty fewer shots than before, especially when you gave up 58 in Atlanta a couple weeks ago. You can't have that. And I think everyone is aware that if you give up 58, you're not supposed to win, and yet the Swamp Rabbits won anyway. However, on Saturday, the win, the 3-2 win, gave up 47, but you only had five defensemen. So, you know, defensively, you're playing guys 30 minutes. That's not ideal either. So I'd say it's a work in transition. I know the coaching staff has been really preaching stick on puck, deflecting pucks out of play, blocking shots, and we're starting to see that more. But there are teams in this division that love to shoot the puck, the South Division amongst the teams in the league that shoot the most. And so you're always up against these teams. It's like a chainsaw every night. Like it's a dogfight the rest of the way in this division.
Lonzo, a question for you, because I get the sense that you didn't grow up with hockey either, correct?
Correct. And okay. When I left Ohio, the Blue Jackets came there very next year.
So you missed your window there with the Blue Jackets. So here's my question to you, and I want to pose this question to our listening audience as well, because I represent the fan that the Greenville Swamp Rabbits want to get, and Lonzo represents the kind of fan that the Greenville Swamp Rabbits want to get. And
we
I think
covet you.
You covet us very, very much. They're wooing us right now. And I feel like many of our listeners are in the same boat, to where you know, in my life, I've been to hockey games. I went to Tampa Bay Lightning games in Tampa, Florida. I've been to an Orlando Solar Bears game. And every single time I've been to a hockey game, I've had a blast. I've had a blast. It's just, in my life, I've been missing that thing that hooks me, that gets me to keep going back. I can't say anything bad about my experiences having gone. They've been outstanding, okay? And now there's a chance, having been here in Greenville 11 months now, right, to really fall in love with the local teams. Lonzo, what would it take you, on your own volition? Honest question, seeking an honest answer. What would it take you to say, hey, wife and kids, we're going to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits this weekend? Would it be a promotion that would get you out there? Would it be a reminder to get you out there? What would it be? What would it take?
See, I love promotions, and I think this team does a great job with promotions. I've seen all the promotions, and I hate to be the lame guy who does this, but really it's my work schedule that keeps me away. I work way too much, and if I didn't, I would get out there. I was just at the well last night to see wrestling. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's a hard
thing. Well, then you have no excuse.
No, it just happened to happen on a night where I actually could go. It's not a hard venue to get to. It's not hard to get parking. It's a great place. I've been to hockey there before. Just lately, I've been too busy. And there's a lot of people out there who aren't too busy and will go there, like what I did last night, for a concert or something like that, but they won't take the time to go see hockey because, as you said, they didn't grow up with it. I would just say give it a chance because you will definitely have a blast. Anytime I have gone with my family, we've had a ton of fun and always say, yeah, we're going to be back. And then, you know, just circumstances happen and we don't make it back. And I love the game. I love going there. And again, it's a wonderful venue. So if you don't go and you don't have excuses like I do, or maybe I'm just making excuses. Maybe that's what it is.
Perhaps.
Maybe you're just making me feel guilty because I'm making excuses.
Well, if promotions are the answer for the listeners out there, if that is the case, we've got three great ones coming up this week. First and foremost, Winning Wednesday. It's something we just came up with where when the Swamp Rabbits beat Atlanta on Wednesday, you get a free ticket to the next Wednesday game. So
wow.
little incentive.
Wow.
We'll toss you a little bone there. Come on back for the next Wednesday. So
it's basically buy one, get one free. So you've got the next two Wednesdays taken care of.
So the pressure's on the guys to beat the Atlanta Gladiators on Wednesday, which we will.
Anyway, well, there you go. You win. You root for the team.
I'm Mark Messier guaranteeing that now.
And you get in for the next time out. I pose this question to you guys, our audience, at 1-844-477-3776. Because I'm in the same boat. I am coveted by Jordan Kuhns, and that feels great to say, and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. You are coveted by Jordan Kuhns and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. So what would it take to get you and your friends, you and your family, out to a Greenville Swamp Rabbits game? Honest question, seeking an honest answer. 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. You can get to us on the text line as well. The text line is 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN. What would it take to get you guys out to a game? What's preventing you from going if something is getting in the way of that? Love your thoughts. Respect your thoughts. We open forum for this right now.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jordan for being open to doing this. You know, I said it to Jordan during the break. I said, Jordan, would this be okay? Because I think it would be interesting. You know, because sports fan behavior is what is studied by teams on every level, right? What will it take to get you guys out? What will it take to get you out for the game? The Swamp Rabbits want me. I'm a guy who didn't grow up with a sport, but I've had a great time every time I've been out there. They just want me to go a little bit more consistently, right? That's the thing. That's the key point.
And there's two other great promotions this week, too. And these are more family-oriented, and that's really the basis behind hockey at the lower level, the minor league level, is that it has to be family oriented. Friday is our teddy bear toss, which, you know, if you saw the video that the Hershey Bears, who are the standard bearer, 45,000 teddy bears thrown on the ice is a spectacle. And they just continue to raise the bar. So
does that happen after the game?
No, it's when the first goal is scored, just toss them.
Okay, so but then there's a two-hour delay
for them to get all the bears. For them and Hershey, I'm sure. Yeah. But the contributions are going to both Happy Wheels, which is an organization that donates toys to hospitalized children, and Toys for Tots, which has been around since 1947. I'm going to be out at the store later on getting some stuffed animals myself. I'll be documenting that to make sure that, again, we're invested in that too. And then Sunday, Sink for Santa and a post-game skate. So you get to skate with the Swamp Rabbits after the game. You may have to rent skates, which isn't that much. But, of course, Sing for Santa, you get school kids from around the area singing your favorite holiday hits. So it gets you right in the mood.
So I can buy a stuffed animal and then actually throw it on the ice.
After the first Swamp Rabbits goal.
After the first Swamp Rabbits goal.
Chuck it.
Man, that's some pressure on the boys if you have a game where you don't score.
I've been through that.
Wow.
It is not fun.
And then people are upset because they don't get to throw their...
Exactly. Our guys actually went back to the room and didn't help clean up, and I had to deal with that PR nightmare.
Texter says a plane ticket from Minnesota. Jordan has you covered there. He'll hook that up for you. No, I'm just kidding.
Goodness.
But that's all it would take, a plane ticket from Minnesota, and he's there. Let's get to Steven, who is up next on the line at 1-844-477-3776. An open forum question seeking open and honest answers. What would it take you to take you and your buds or you and your fam out to a Greenville Swamp Rabbits game? Steven joins us on the line. Steven, thanks for the call. What's up, bud?
Hey, yeah, so I grew up in upstate New York, and we had season tickets to RPI hockey, which is Division I program up there, and I played hockey growing up. And I'm a big pomp and circumstance guy. One of my favorite parts of an RPI hockey game was the fact that they played the Canadian national anthem before the American national anthem because of how many players come from Canada and the fact that it's their sport. When I was playing youth hockey growing up, when we go to play up in Canada, we'd go to a Montreal Canadiens game. They take it to another level. They sing the first half of that song in French and the second half in English. I think that the Swamp Rabbits should be playing the Canadian National Anthem as well as the American National Anthem, and I would absolutely be at the game to see that.
Interesting, interesting, Stephen. Now, can I ask you this question? Have you been to a Swamp Rabbits game before?
I haven't yet. I'm sort of like Lonzo there. It's just I always kind of get busy with other things.
Would you like to go to a Swamp Rabbits game, Stephen?
Yes.
Okay, how would you like 4 tickets, Stephen?
That'd be awesome.
4 tickets are yours, Stephen, courtesy of Jordan Coons and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits.
Four tickets to Teddy Bear Toss, so feel free to bring a stuffed animal with you as well. Or 4, one for each person.
How do you feel, Stephen?
Happy to have you.
Good deal?
I feel awesome, but what day is that?
That would be this Friday.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to go. I'm going to Philly for the Army-Navy game.
Oh, bummer. That is a bummer.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's an excuse to miss it, that is a good excuse because the Army-Navy game is outstanding. Steven, thanks for the call. Our question to you guys has been, what would it take to get you out to a Greenville Swamp Rabbits game? All right. And I know we want to give away these tickets.
Yeah.
And how do we want to do that, Jordan?
So it'll be the ninth person to text in at 71307 with the phrase "Go Bits Go." That's Go BITS Go, and you get 4 tickets to Friday's game, which is Teddy Bear Toss Night, which is going to be a spectacle. It's a hockey tradition that dates back years. It's something that every team does, and it's a great way to just give back. I mean, to not only just feel good about a contribution to a kid in need, a family in need this holiday season. This is one of the better ways to go about it. And it's just a spectacle. It's a great way to get the family together and feel good this holiday season.
Go Bits Go. The ninth person to text Go Bits Go on the text line 71307. 4 tickets to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits game this coming Friday.
By the way, make sure you put ESPN on the front of that.
Yeah.
Start your text with ESPN.
Right.
And then Go Bits Go. Ninth texter, 4 tickets to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits are yours.
If I may jump in on the question itself, and it may be perhaps bias on my end, Mark, that you know I grew up in a hockey-loving family, but when I think about what I would want to see, because actually my intern, Jordan, who has been here in this vicinity, he and I went to a Charlotte Hornets game. I'd never been to an NBA game before. That was my first time. So, you know, what would I want to see? I just want to see a great game production. I want to see what the athleticism, does it translate from TV to in person, and just to have a great time. And I thought that the price point was good for what I got. The venue up there is great in Charlotte, and you know it does translate. That fourth quarter was nuts. So the game that I went to against the Phoenix Suns. So honestly, like it, I want to see a great game presentation. That's becoming more and more because more often than not, I see people just sucked into their phones and they've paid all this money to go see an event.
But
and
you see
sucked
that
sucked in.
You
they
see
need
that,
to stop.
You see that everywhere. Though.
They need to stop.
You know why? That's I had. We were talking about the attendance problem in college football, Jordan, and I had a millennial listener call the show and say, "Mark, it's my generation, and I'll tell you why they're not going, because social media has made everything about yourself."
Yep.
And when you're at a stadium and there's poor Wi-Fi, you have 4 hours that's about something other than you. And people don't like to be disconnected from something outside of them for 4 hours. And I think that's a societal correction that actually needs to happen. I think that's very unhealthy. You ever see people where they are, they're on 4th of July, they're taking phone video of fireworks? How about experience the fireworks for yourself? Because they'll never be as good through the video of your phone as just watching them.
Yeah.
Right? It makes no sense to me. Or people on their phones filming concerts.
Yeah.
Do I need to see the artist from 500 feet away on your phone? I don't need to be there. You experience the moment with your own life. Right? I totally agree. That is something that that sports on all levels are having to deal with.
Yeah, and I've seen someone get hit in the face by a puck who was not paying attention. And every time I see it come close air, I am...
Isn't that kind of karma, though?
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't that kind of karma?
Yeah.
If you're... And it's the same thing, and you don't like to see people get hit with baseballs at games either, but if you're sitting right outside of the dugout, you got to be paying attention, right? If you're sitting in vicinity of the glass in hockey, you have to be paying attention that a puck could come flying at you in a moment's notice. You got to be ready for that. By the way, great participation. I'm seeing
more
seeing,
than nine.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing a few cheaters on here. Namely, Travis is a tweeter. Cheater. I hope Travis didn't win, Lonzo, because this one dude has texted multiple times here. You know. So you should only text once, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, our boy Travis here has said Travis, go Bits, go Travis. Travis really wants the tickets here. He did. Who's our winner, Lonzo?
I don't know. There's no name by it.
It is
a phone number.
It's a phone number.
But they will be contacted.
Okay, they'll be contacted. Okay. So we have established a winner. Lonzo will reach out to you Jordan will reach out to you.
Yep.
And we'll get those tickets out to you. And so if you get a congratulatory phone call, congratulations to you. You know, some stars developing on this team as we look forward for the second half of the season. What I don't want to see is the other teams in the higher divisions poach any more players from us, though, Jordan. I'm tired of seeing that.
Yeah.
So who's next that we kind of have to hide from the upper levels?
Well, I think the obvious answer to that is Liam Pecoraro. He already got a call once, but he continues to be on his torrid pace. I've said to people, whether it's in our office or fans or whatever, enjoy him while you've got him because you don't know how much longer you got him. Because he is... You know, when you think about it, when I saw him in preseason, I was like, he's too good for this level. When he scored, you know, 14 goals and 8 assists in this short period of time, he's too good for this level. So enjoy him while you got him, first and foremost. I would say he's tops on that list. Obviously, Dylan McPherson and Matt Marcin, who got the call up. Cedric Lacroix is up with the Charlotte Checkers. So right now, it's a very short-handed Greenville club because of needs due to injury at the higher level, which is what you expect this time of year. We'll see if that changes. But right now, you kind of have to deal with who you've got. And the plus side to that is that there's some contributors, including one Jeremy Helvig, who has really taken over the reins as the goaltender here in Greenville. 4-1-0, a .938 save percentage since coming down from Charlotte.
That's good, right? .938?
Oh, yeah.
That's really good. So
920 is really good.
So,
930 is like incredible.
So 92% saves is considered an outstanding save percentage.
Yeah.
What the difference between the best and worst goalies in the league? 87 to 95, would you say?
I'd say the low end is probably 880. Your average end is probably mid-9s, 905. 910's good, 920's very good, but 938 is borderline, you know, I hate to say this, I'm going to sound negative, but unsustainable. You can't be 938 all season.
Well, speak for yourself. You haven't seen me in the net.
Okay.
Okay.
That's true. We need to get you out there.
Yes, we do. Can you just give me a few more weeks?
Okay.
A few more weeks, please. But yeah. I have a stupid hockey question.
Okay.
Okay. Or this is really dumb.
Listen, no and questions
this is,
dumb. We're
no,
educating.
This is, there's not dumb questions, just dumb people that ask questions. Jordan, I've always wondered this, okay? Why not get, and this you probably got this question on Broadcasting 101 in third grade. Why not put a sumo wrestler in the net and put him all pads on and just tell him not to move and there's no spaces for them to hit the puck?
Right.
Put his legs together, right? Wouldn't that shrink the zone in which to shoot? I've never understood that.
Yeah, if you're talking straight on, but obviously they've got the stick handles and stuff. You just can't stay still. These people can put pucks in crazy places. If you look at the highlights from Saturday's game, John O'May shot a puck so fast that the goaltender didn't even react.
Okay.
So I would say, I remember thinking like early in my hockey fandom, I was like, why not put all five defenders in the net on a penalty kill?
I was thinking the same thing, yeah. Too. Like if you're up by one late and you put your goalie and then all five players right in front of the net, is the reason you don't do that because no one wants to take a missile of the hockey puck to the chest?
Probably.
Is that why you don't do that?
Yeah.
Because that would seem like an effective form of defense.
One would think. You know? And then they'll make a rule about it or something like that, and you just can't get through with it. But I would say that's probably the right answer to that, as best as I can say it. One other thing is congratulations to the captain, Michael Pelech. I think I said this in the last show, and I'm not sure if I did. He hit 500 career ECHL points on November 27th. He is only the 29th player in league history to do that. So, he's amongst the team all-time leaders in assists and points. And right now, the 29th guy in ECHL history to hit 500 points at this level, which is pretty impressive.
Getting you set for tomorrow night at Bon Secours, Greenville and Atlanta. Greenville Swamp Rabbits against the Atlanta Gladiators. And then on Friday night against the Orlando Solar Bears, also at Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Teddy bear toss.
Teddy bear toss. Throwing them right at the Solar Bears themselves.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tag them.
Peg them. There you go. Jordan, always enjoy it, man. Thanks for your patience, Greenville Swamp Rabbits patience, as I've had a little bit of a bump in the road here, yeah, the last few weeks with surgery, and feels great to be back in
happy
the saddle.
Happy to have
again.
You back. I'm happy to see it. You're getting closer to 100% every day, and good to hear you back on the airwaves.
Thank you so much, Jordan.
You.
Appreciate it very, very much. Jordan Coons, voice of the Swamp Rabbits, heard only right here on ESPN Upstate. So who made the best hires and the worst hires in the coaching carousel in college football? How about the hottest seats today? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. By the way, Travis on the text line. I was just joking, Travis. You can text as many times as you want, and I know you're a big fan, and your three-year-old is as well. Sorry you didn't win this time. Floored by the number of people who texted in, and thank you so much for doing so.
Man, that's a lot of text.
As far as the eye can see, we have Go Bits Go, which means that, number one, we're reaching a lot of you, which makes me feel great. But number two, also that the Greenville Swamp Rabbits are doing a good job creating demand for their product, a much improved Green. One of the worst teams in the league last year. Let's just call it like it is in the ECHL. Now 12-10 on the season. Much, much, much improved. A projected playoff team right now.
If you missed out on winning something, you'll have a chance to win something in the next hour. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, that's right.
So
I am aware of this. Yes, another very, very cool prize. I hinted at it based on the reason that one of my best friends from high school and college was here visiting earlier in the show. I hinted at that earlier in the show, but we're going to have something cool to give away coming up in the final hour of the show today as well. On the text line, Texter says, I said the thing to me that makes Clemson the most special and the most unique is that up until this point with Jeff Scott, they've never lost their assistants. That for whatever reason, Clemson has been immune to, you know, to the pillaging of assistant coaches that takes place all throughout college football. A texter says Nick Saban routinely loses assistants. They never remain longer than 3 years. He's notoriously difficult to work under, dating back to his days at Michigan State. Very difficult to work under. Another texter, the question in the last segment was, what would it take for you to get out, take the family to go out and go to Greenville Swamp Rabbits games? And a texter said, the reason I don't go is that I don't know the rules of hockey. I went to a preseason game this year because I was given tickets and we left after the second period because we didn't know what was going on. Otherwise, if I knew, I would go to the games. James, thanks for the text. I shared that text with the voice of the Swamp Rabbits, Jordan Coons, and he wanted me to let you know they're going to be doing hockey talk at local establishments to kind of, get people indoctrinated to all the different rules. I'll be honest with you. I'll watch a hockey game sometimes, and there's something that goes on every once in a while that I don't know. You know, that I don't have the answer to. Oh, why did this happen? Why was that called in this particular sense? It happens to me as well. I understand. I suggested to Jordan, you know, maybe with the roster sheet that they give you when you walk into the stadium, maybe on the back of that sheet have just a basic rules. Here's what icing is. Here's when offsides is called. Here's what results in a power play and 5-on-4 and 5-on-3 and how that all works. I think it could be, I think that could be very, very, very successful. All right, coming up next on the show, if you were to game plan how to beat Clemson, what would be involved in said game plan? I'll show you mine if you show me yours. I've seen every single play of Clemson football this year, all right? And if you're an Ohio State player or fan, you're going to get the scoop in the very next segment right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Thanks to Jordan Coons. Look, I've been thinking about this, and here's what coaches do. All right, they forecast what the opposition's game plan is going to be against them. So it's called opposition scouting, right? Or self-scouting. And Bill Belichick will have one of his coaches predict the opponent's game plan against them, right? And then he will say, okay, so you think this is what their game plan is going to be against us? And how are we going to counteract that game plan, right? I am going to provide to you, and I'm going to ask you guys the same question at 1-844-477-3776. If you were Ohio State right now, and Lonzo's ears are perking up as a Buckeyes fan, what would be your game plan to beat Clemson? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. Clemson isn't unbeatable. They're very, very good. And I've watched this team. I've seen every single play of the season. As the co-host of the post-game show, the fifth quarter show on the Clemson Radio Network. I've seen every single play this team, every single play of this team the entire year. And I'm going to provide for you at this point the blueprint for beating Clemson as I see it, as someone who's watched every single play this year. Are you ready? Lonzo's got his pen. He's got his pencil. And he is ready to go. If you were tasked with doing so, and really, folks, this helps Clemson. Because if you're aware of how people are trying to beat you, you can coach around that. Number one, Tanner Muse got cooked at safety against Virginia. Was beaten time after time after time. And against a school like LSU that has three NFL wide receivers and an elite running back, you're left asking yourself, who are we going to hide Tanner Muse on? So if I'm playing Clemson, I want to see where Tanner Muse is lining up, and I want to try to take advantage of him in coverage. Tanner Muse is a John Lynch-type safety who's a hard hitter, who's very physical, but who has deficiencies in coverage. Number two, I think at the linebacker position, outside of Isaiah Simmons, I don't know if Clemson really has great sideline-to-sideline speed at the linebacker position. I'm talking about Skalski and Smith. I'm not sure if the sideline-to-sideline speed is elite. That poses a problem when you face an Ohio State team that runs a lot of, sideline-to-sideline plays, right? They go sideways and more so than they do vertical. Whether it be wide receiver screens, whether it be options to the side, they get to the sideline real fast in their offense. And I think that could naturally pose a problem for Clemson. I think in the playoff, Clemson may drop Isaiah Simmons back into coverage and they may have Tanner Muse play more in run support. Isaiah Simmons, winner of the Butkus Award for the nation's best linebacker, many are saying at the National Football League level, projects as more of a safety. So if he can cover at an elite level, which he can, if he can beat Travis Etienne in a 40-yard dash, which he already has, it might make some sense to hide Tanner Muse on defense and to have Isaiah Simmons pick up some of those coverage responsibilities. But if I'm playing against Clemson on the defensive side of the ball, I'm mindful that Clemson doesn't have the pass rush that they had a year ago, that I may not have to have tight ends and running backs. I might not have to play max protect against that defensive line. And if I can take advantage of Clemson's lack of sideline to sideline speed, again, with the exception of Isaiah Simmons, who is the best that there is in the sport, you might be able to get some yards there. Sideline to sideline speed, right? Horizontal instead of vertical. I also, now, what if you're on the defensive side of the ball and you're playing against Clemson? What would be the game plan to stop Clemson, one of the most elite offenses in all of college football? How would you stop them? I'm asking you, if you're playing Clemson, what do you do to stop them? Clearly, South Carolina didn't have the answer. To the tune of 62 points, clearly the Hoos, the Virginia, didn't have the answer as well. What do you need to do to stop Clemson offensively? Here's how I see it. Double T. Higgins. He is clearly Trevor Lawrence's favorite receiver. I have two men on T. Higgins the entire game. And I am also stacking the box with eight. And I'm playing a very, very simple defense. You know, I might blitz from time to time, but my base defense is going to be eight in the box with two men on T. Higgins. That's my base defense. I want to take Travis Etienne away in the running game. I want to take T. Higgins away in the passing game. If I've got a corner and a safety on T. Higgins the entire game, if he's being bracketed the entire game, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a very difficult time going continuously to his best receiver. And if I'm good enough to make the playoff, I'm also thinking if I've got eight guys in the box, you're going to have a hard time running against me. If you go back to the South Carolina game, that is the one thing that the Gamecocks did effectively against Clemson in that contest. Travis Etienne had, I think, 50 yards rushing in that contest. 3-point-something yards a carry took Travis Etienne out of that game. So for me, the game plan to beating Clemson. In summary, eight men in the box on defense, double teaming T. Higgins on every pass route. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I am trying to take away what is my perception, Clemson's lack of sideline-to-sideline speed for players not named Isaiah Simmons. Linebackers not named Isaiah Simmons. I'm aware that Clemson's pass rush isn't what it once was, and I'm looking for Tanner Muse in the secondary, and I want to abuse him any chance I get. I want to try to confuse the coverage so that I have Tanner Muse defending one of my our three best wide receivers, if you're Ohio State or LSU. And that would be my game plan for playing Clemson if I'm Ohio State, if I'm LSU, perhaps in the national championship game. Lonzo, how'd I do?
I think you did pretty good. I don't know about putting eight men in the box, though. How can you put eight men in the box and double team?
Well, you have eight men in the box.
Right.
You're mindful of the play action pass, and you have a safety back there. You've got a corner on him. It's creatively done, Lonzo, but you've got to double team T. Higgins on it. How about this? You double team T. Higgins on obvious passing downs.
Okay.
I mean, I consider second and 10, third and 10, third and long, somewhat obvious passing downs. But though that's priority one and two if you're playing Clemson, right?
No, I agree with you.
You can't have ETN going for his 8.2 yards a carry against you.
I think getting pressure on Trevor Lawrence is the key. I do. I think if you can get him back there, if you can get some guys back there and get in his face, I think he's going to make some mistakes like he did early on in the season. I think later on he's playing better. Why? Because he's playing lesser defenses. And Ohio State, except for that first half against Wisconsin, has played some really, really good defense. So I think, and I agree, you try to take away ETN. I think you got to do that. But I worry about the big plays from Trevor Lawrence. But if you can get pressure on him, I think he's going to make some mistakes. And on the offensive side, I think you got to worry about Justin Fields' running ability. I don't think they've faced a quarterback like him. I think they're more of a big play offense.
Well, Bryce Perkins is a lot like that, actually.
But you also have J.K. Dobbins, who for a while, the beginning of the season, was mentioned for the Heisman. And then they just stopped talking about him.
Because running backs don't win the award anymore. Running backs don't win the award. Wide receivers don't win the award. By the way, you can hear the Heisman Trophy presentation right here on ESPN Upstate this Saturday, 7 to 10. We'll also have the Army-Navy game for you this Saturday on ESPN Upstate.
You know, lots of good programming coming up. What I haven't heard is the Clemson perspective about what they're going to do to Ohio State. I know we still got a couple weeks, and I'm curious to hear what Clemson fans think they're going to do. Do they have that confidence, or is this going to be a closer game than what – this should be the better game of the two. It should. Will it be? You know, last time Clemson completely blew out Ohio State, and I don't think it's going to happen this time.
Is Clemson rightfully the favorite in this game?
I think it's a coin toss.
You think it's a coin toss?
I think it's a coin toss.
You think it's a pick 'em?
Yes,
and it's close to a pick 'em. The line is 2 points in favor of Clemson. Clemson's defense has been outstanding, but I almost believe that Ohio State is the most perfectly constructed team to combat Clemson's defense, perhaps even more perfectly than LSU, because of their sideline-to-sideline options and the problems that Justin Fields causes. For a quarter and a half, Bryce Perkins was carving up Clemson in that ACC championship game. And I think if you're a Clemson fan, you had to be thinking to yourself, thinking that LSU would be number one, man, if Bryce Perkins is doing this to us, what is Justin Fields going to do to us next week? You know, Virginia became the first team all season to hang over 300 yards on Clemson, and Ohio State looms. Ohio State looms. How did I do scouting Clemson and in terms of providing a game plan to beat them? What did you think about how I did there? All right. Coach's hot seat update is coming your way next right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. So on Twitter, Chris Marshall says, Mark, your idea You forgot about Justin Ross and Amari Rodgers. No, and I didn't. Nor did I forget about DeAndre Overton or any of the Tri Amigos, the trio of 6'4 wide receivers, the triumvirate that Clemson possesses there. I didn't forget about any of them, but you've got to prioritize what you want to take away. Last year, Justin Ross and T. Higgins were 1A and 1B, right? This year, T. Higgins has established himself as being clearly better. Clearly, Trevor Lawrence is clearly partial to T. Higgins over Justin Ross this season. At least he has been. And T. Higgins is showing himself, in my opinion, to be the best receiver in all of college football. So I need to take T. Higgins away. And I need to take Travis Etienne away. If he's getting 8 yards a carry against me, I've lost. All right. You can disguise Tanner Muse by dropping Isaiah Simmons in more coverage situations and having Tanner Muse drop down into more run stopping situations. I really think that can help you on that side of the ball. Lonzo says pressure on Trevor Lawrence. You know, of course, pressure helps. But offensive line is a strength of Clemson. According to Phil Steele, the third best offensive line in the country. I'd be worrying less about that and more about containing Etienne and making it really difficult to get the ball to T. Higgins. And then defensively, you know, you've got Smith and Skalski, who are not the fastest guys sideline to sideline, and Tanner Muse behind them, who's not the fastest guy in coverage, that those particular guys can be exposed. I really, really do. Chris Marshall says most of our penalties this year have been false starts from the offensive line. I agree with Lonzo. You have to pressure Lawrence, but also need to cut out his running lanes. He's very good at escaping when no one is open. If you were tasked with game planning to beat Clemson, what would you do? Okay, what would you do? I would have loved to have seen South Carolina 8 in the box, double T. Higgins for the entire game and just see how it panned out, because South Carolina was one of the few teams with the likes of Javon Kinlaw on the defensive line that had the horses to make it difficult for Clemson's game plan. All right, the top three at three is coming your way next. The three biggest sports stories and topics that we're discussing today, all still to come on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.